Nick, and welcome back to the second hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. The reason why we're playing some Everly Brothers is because Phil Everly, 74-year-old Phil, expired in the last day, and he and his brother incredibly influenced the greats of rock and roll, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel. If you listen carefully in the Beatles, you can hear so much of the Everly Brothers. Unfortunately, Phil was a lifelong smoker. I don't know how he maintained his voice as well as he did. I'd love to meet his ear, nose, and throat doctor. It must have been a great one. But from all that smoking, just destroyed his lungs, developed what doctors call COPD, chronic obstructive lung disease, commonly called emphysema, just destroys the lung tissue. You just can't breathe, and he passed away. Very sad. We're going to miss him, and there's just so much lessons about not smoking. We talked before about this week, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force actually has given recommendations and approval for scanning people to prevent lung cancer. The big problem with lung cancer, which kills 160,000 Americans each year, it's the number one cancer in men, and this is the biggest risk factor is the smoking. And the longer people smoke, the higher their risk. Usually, unfortunately, lung cancer is diagnosed too late for treatment to succeed. But until now, there's not been a good means of early detection. And that's the news this week. This very influential government board, which doesn't usually approve very many new procedures, because if they approve it, the insurers have to cover it. And in the new world, if they approve a preventive screening, then it has to be approved with no deductible. So this is big news. It'll affect all of us involved in medicine. It'll affect anyone who's ever smoked. And the recommendation is that if you've smoked a pack of cigarettes a day for 30 years or in an equivalent amount, doctors call these pack years, such as two packs a day for 15 years. That's the equivalent of 30 pack years. And you're between ages 55 and 80. You should get screened yearly with low radiation CT scans to determine if you have a lung cancer. This is going to change the way us doctors practice medicine. Hey, I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'd love to have you join us. I've been in medicine going back to the 1970s. I was a combined MD-PhD student at the University of Pennsylvania in their medical scientist training program from 1975 to 1982. So I have most humbly, two Ivy League medical degrees, doctoral degrees, a medical degree, and a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. I then went most humbly south to Durham, North Carolina, and spent a wonderful 3 years learning clinical internal medicine as an intern and resident, and then spent two years going west to California to finish cardiology training at the University of California, San Francisco. And I have been in a city outside of Orlando for over 25 years practicing cardiology. I see patients every single day, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. So I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, trained medical scientist, almost nothing I haven't seen at least once in medicine, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. People say I'm easy to talk to. People say that I explain things in easy-to-understand language. So if you have a problem and you don't know what the next step is, you're looking for alternatives, one of the things that I do, although you heard me as traditionally trained as you can be, I am not allergic to alternative medicine, especially when there's evidence behind it. I practice evidence-based medicine, but I love to combine the best of both worlds and give you evidence-based, gentler and kinder approaches to treatments. So if you have a diagnosis and you're looking for other ways to approach it, I'd be glad to give it a shot. If you're having symptoms or signs of a problem and you have no idea what's going on, on. Give me the easy ones. I love the tough ones. And one of the things I do is act as a consultant. People come to our office outside of Orlando for unsolvable problems, and we like to help people find solutions when they couldn't find one elsewhere. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in America. The nice thing about it, there's no cost. Hopefully there'll be little wait. There's no paperwork. What else could be nicer? Here's the number again, toll free from all 50 United States, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-553-7536. Let's go to Umatilla, Florida, and welcome in the second hour, Mary. Mary, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Kent. Hi, Mary.
Hi, I enjoy your show very much.
How are things in Umatilla? You're not too far from where we practice.
I know. The reason I listen to you, because I know you're close by.
Nice to hear you. How can we help?
I wanted to ask you what you think about AlloCure. I've had diarrhea for 7 years, ever since I had my gallbladder taken out, and they said that this might help. So I wanted to see what you think about it. I can't even drink water or anything without running to the bathroom.
Have you tried it yet?
No, not really. I just got it.
Well,
and I want your opinion on it.
I hope it has some or the organic certification that it's
organic, yeah.
That it's free of any foreign problems and that may contaminate it. But aloe juice is fine. But whether it helps or not, you know, the research on it is a little limited, and I wouldn't have any great hopes, but I think it's one of those things where you can try it. It's not going to harm, and if it helps you, fine. If not, you know, move on.
Yeah, move on. Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. Mary, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to be talking about some very interesting information about how to lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Flavor has the power to bring people together. No company knows flavor better than McCormick. To celebrate its 125th anniversary, the global flavor leader has introduced Flavor of Together, a year-long celebration that will unite people around the world by asking them to share their flavor stories with each other. For every story shared, McCormick will donate $1 up to $1.25 million to United Way to help feed those in need. Chef Claire Robinson of Food Network's Five Ingredient Fix is one of McCormick's 125 flavor ambassadors helping to launch this program.
Some of my most memorable moments happen around a shared meal with family and friends. I'm thrilled to be a part of a global conversation about flavor for their 125th anniversary. Flavor of Together is not only a way to connect with the world through food, but also help give back to those in need.
Share your story and help feed those in need by visiting flavoroftogether.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN, taking your calls from around the country. Anything you'd like to ask a doctor about your body, your friends, your family, your kids. I'd like to mention to you about a question, a concern I hear every day in my office just about from a patient, how to lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease. So I put together seven ways, and can we get the big announcer?
Number seven
is add cinnamon to your diet. Consuming a teaspoon of this spice has been shown to block the production of proteins in the brain that contribute to the onset of Alzheimer's disease.
Number six.
Drink apple juice. It boosts the production of a chemical compound in the brain associated with learning, memory, mood, and muscle movement. Again, these are ways to prevent Alzheimer's disease.
Number five.
Drink coffee. It acts as an anti-inflammatory that can block cholesterol buildup in the brain. One large study showed that men and women who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day reduced their chances of dementia by a whopping 65%.
Number four.
Socialize more. Studies show that a busy social life can improve your cognitive abilities. This is your ability to think and remember.
Number three.
Protect your vision. Your eyes are a good indicator of how your brain is functioning. Preserving your vision can actually cut your dementia risk by also a whopping 63%.
Number two.
Meditate. This will lower your blood pressure and reduce stress, and it increases blood flow to the brain, which is why it helps us retain mental acuity as we age.
Number one.
Eat a Mediterranean diet. Invite me over when you're cooking this way. It's a diet rich in leafy greens, fish, fruit, nuts, and a little red wine. It can cut your dementia risk in half because it's chock full of brain-protecting antioxidants. These are seven different ways you can take hold of your own health, ways that you can personally reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. It's the most common form of dementia. It accounts for between 50% and 80% of all cases, and these are just some easy things that you can do to prevent Alzheimer's. Again, we have the lines open, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536. They're beginning to fill up, so please do not wait. I promise you, you won't get on if you wait any longer. And I'm also going to bring you up to date on more of the health news this week. We talked earlier about the latest on the flu this year. Please, it's an H1N1 swine flu. It's the one that affects more middle-aged people unexpectedly. You don't usually think about that as the flu virus, but think about getting that vaccine. I've gotten one, and I can't afford to lose a single listener. Next, we're going to talk about how American drivers are taking their eyes off the road 10% of the time. This is an article in the New England Journal of Medicine, and we'll bring you up to date on all of the rest of the stories. And those waiting online, just wait, and we'll get to you really quick on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Great. great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Ken, doing my thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We answer all your health care questions from head to toe and bring you up to date on all the health news right out of the medical journals, stacking up on your doctor's desk this week. I read the important ones that have practical information. I bring you up to date, spare you from having to do all that work, and keep you up to date in what's going on in evidence-based medicine. Let's go west to Los Angeles and welcome Marie. Marie, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Come on into my office on the radio.
Good morning, doctor.
Hi, Marie.
I would like to know Pulmicort and Cozaar, how does that affect your voice and your eyes and your hair?
It sounds to me like you're having problems with all of those.
Sometimes I'm hoarse. And now I see my hair is coming out by the roots.
All right. Well, let's talk about Pulmicort. Pulmicort is used it's a steroid that's used, usually breathed in to try to prevent you from going into a flare of asthma. Okay?
Should I do that constantly for year after year?
Well, it depends how bad your asthma is. And, you know, I'd have to get to know you a lot better to answer that question. But it has been, let me just mention to you, I can mention some of the adverse reactions to Pulmicort that have been noted to be significant. And you were mentioning about losing hair, and it has been reported in less than 5% of people who use this, which is not an insignificant amount, that they do lose their hair. What were some of the other reactions you said you were getting?
Hoarseness.
Hoarseness.
And blurry eyes.
And hoarseness and blurry eyes. Pulmicort can cause vision abnormalities and eye abnormalities in less than 5%. And it can cause also throat disorders, bronchitis, shortness of breath, rhinitis, runny nose, in also less than 5%. It sounds to me like you may be having some reaction to the Pulmicort as a possibility. I hope you have a lung specialist taking care of you if you have long-term use of this. I imagine you have some significant asthma.
I do, but not, you know, not terrible.
Marie, and Kozar is used for blood pressure. It's a, you know, there are many different classes or families of medications with many members inside the family, different ways to use medications to control blood pressure. And I hate to put too much jargon around, but Kozar is a so-called ARB, an ARB. That's the name of the family, angiotensin receptor blocker. That's about as much jargon as I want to get into. But Kozar lowers blood pressure. And it doesn't sound to me like the side effects are coming from there. My first thought would be, and again, remember, one of the behaviors that people love to do is when they take medication and they get issues is immediately blame the medication. And you can't do that immediately. You have to prove that. And this is something that you with your doctor need to work through. Sometimes a so-called drug holiday, and I wouldn't do this on your own, but a drug holiday, you come off the medicine. Sometimes you have to be weaned off your medication. Don't do this alone. And then you see if the symptoms go away, and then you can go, aha, it actually is. And sometimes the symptoms don't go away, and you say, wow, it must be something else. That's where the pathway, Marie, that I think you need to go down. If your doctor is not sensitive to this, then you may need to find somebody who is, because not all doctors like to go down this exercise, and they really need to if they've been on medications themselves. They know what an issue it can be. Next, we're going to go to Macon, Georgia, on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken right after the break.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Two of country music's brightest rising stars, the Swan Brothers, have accepted a challenge that puts them on opposite sides of the stage and the Twix brand rivalry. Zach Swan released a special jingle for Left Twix, while sibling Colton shared a theme song for Right Twix. Now it's up to fans everywhere to help pick a side between these clashing confections and their equally sweet songs. Zach saw this jingle writing competition as the perfect opportunity to decide which Swan Brother is truly superior.
Left Twix is always on the cutting edge of marketing, so it wasn't surprising that they selected me to write something special for them.
Meanwhile, Colton countered.
Right Twix is known as the more innovative cookie bar, so it made sense that they would look to the real creative genius in the Swan family to write their song.
Fans can watch the competition on the Twix Videos YouTube channel. Just search Pick a Side Sing Off on YouTube. At the end of the video, viewers will be asked to pick a side between these clashing chocolate-covered cookie bars and their equally sweet songs.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
DRKN, come join me. We have a few lines open. Love to answer any healthcare questions you have from head to toe. Trying to get to the next step, not sure where to go. Want to talk about what's going on with health insurance in America right now. Have you lost your health insurance and not sure what to do? 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. Let's go to Macon, Georgia, and welcome Bobby to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Bobby.
Good morning. The very best to you, Dr. Ken, this
thank
morning.
You.
First of all, I want to thank you for the show that you do and the service that you provide. My mother was having some heart problems back in 2010, and we called you up, and I really appreciate the advice. She's doing a lot better now.
Great.
So the question I had, Dr. Ken, was this. I'm retired from the state of Georgia after 25 years of being a nurse and a counselor for juvenile delinquents, and I had United Healthcare insurance. And we used to have two, three, sometimes more insurance plans that we could choose from during that time that I was employed there with the state of Georgia.
The good old
now
days.
Now all of a sudden they canceled that insurance and left us with one choice. And if we don't take that, then we can lose that insurance for the rest of our lives if we don't take it through the state of Georgia.
One
and that's
choice.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. Yeah, Blue Cross Blue Shield. After seeing my doctor for 23 years, he told me that he cannot take that health insurance. He's not going to do that anymore because it doesn't pay him enough. And they won't let him use his lab or use x-ray machines, you know, in the office. I have to go out of the office in order for them to cover that, which he cannot accept. So I have to look for another doctor. And I'm extremely frustrated and angry with this Obamacare and what it has done to me and millions of other Americans. My question to you is this, Dr. Ken. let's say I get in a car accident or I have chest pains and I have to wind up going to the emergency room or to the hospital, be admitted, go through surgery, and I no longer have a doctor. I used to have him and see him once a year for a physical, and now I don't have one. Do I have to wait another year before I see a physician in order to try to get my physical? Or what would I do in a case of an emergency situation when I no longer have a doctor? I'd like to try to find one as soon as possible, go see him, let him have as much information about me as possible, so if something like this happens to me in the future, that he'll be able to know my situation, he'll be able to treat me in the kind of health that I am in right now. So what does somebody do, and are there some problems that you have had in the past with either your patients or patients coming in with this Obamacare? How has it affected you and your practice?
Oh, boy, it's a lot of questions there. Great questions, though, Bobby. Let's first talk about, you know, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, because you're an example of you've lost both. And I would just look at that insurance very carefully and see what it is, what's there. Talk to the benefits people so they explain it to you and see what your options are. And it sounds like you've done step one to understand what you have. And it sounds like you're not as good off as you were in the past, unfortunately.
Absolutely. That's correct.
I know how you feel. I got a letter saying the insurance that I loved was being canceled beginning in the new year because of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. And it is sad. We all thought that if we liked our insurance, we could keep it. And it's very sad. But now what you need to do is, it sounds to me like you have only one choice. Is that correct? You have to sign up for the insurer that they're presenting to you.
Yes, that is correct, Dr. Ken. If I do not take that insurer, if I do not take Blue Cross Blue Shield with the state of Georgia, I will lose my benefits for the rest of my life. I'll never be able to get back on the state health benefit plan. So my doctor told me this. I asked him, these are some doctors that are in the network. Which doctor would you choose? So he looked over that whole thing with me while he was sitting down. And he said, Bobby, I just really do not know any of these doctors. And a lot of these doctors I see on here, people didn't like them, and that's why they came to me. So I would never send you back, you know, to those people. And he says, I just don't see anybody on here. So I value his opinion, and I was hoping that would be my last resort for him to give me a choice of a doctor that I could choose. But that didn't happen. He was unable to do that. So now I'm left with trying to talk to other people out there and find out who their doctor is and how they like their doctor and to see if that's going to be a fit, you know, with me. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I'm really concerned about if I wind up in the emergency room or if I have a medical condition or a problem, if I get in the hospital, who is going to take care of me? Who's going to follow up with me? I know they have emergency doctors, but I want to find out, you know, my doctor would know more about me and some things that they should do or consult with them, that kind of thing. Now I've got no doctor consult with the emergency physicians that are up there at the hospital.
Right.
So what do you do in a situation like that?
Right, Bobby, in Macon, Georgia, you are an example of a lot of people that I've been talking to lately who are in the same unfortunate situation. And this is really not good. You need to talk to your management at where you work and let them know the dissatisfaction with the panel of physicians that you and probably others will have. You need to let your legislators know that what the consequences of this are. And I think that only by people not just
talking about it. But listen, Dr. Ken, I've also wrote all of my congressmen. I've also wrote all of the senators. And I also even called Obama and sent him an email. And
listen,
I even asked him,
what's President Obama know the results of what's going on? You know,
okay.
He needs to know these examples because it hasn't turned out the way he promised us it would. And you're a great example. And you're not a rare example. I have talked to patient after patient in the same situation. And you're even a little ahead of some. I've talked to patients just this week, a few who have been offered plans, and they have no idea who is in the doctor panel.
I see.
And this is, you can't imagine the frustration in trying to sign up for a health plan where you have no idea who the doctors are in the network. And this is happening. What I would say is, Bobby, you have to let the people know who are providing this for you that it's not working. And then you will get taken care of by, if you end up in the hospital unexpectedly, by a house doctor, a doctor on call to the hospital. But you know, as well as I do, that you will get better care by somebody knowing you. Bobby, we're going to have to figure this out together because this is a problem that I don't know yet what the solution is, and I think as more Americans speak up, this is a solution that will have to be made at a group level, and I hope that those in charge writing the rules will come up with some solutions, because I don't see it yet.
You know, even Obama got on TV after all this happened, said, look, we're going to have problems with this thing. You know, as the problems arise, we'll fix them. Well, I don't see him fixing this, and I've already called several times to try
to get
him.
I'd like to ask him what we should do next, and I think it's a very fair question, and I'm glad you're asking it. Bobby and Macon, keep in touch. Let me know how it's going. As I see suggestions with dealing with this, I will mention them, but this is an area where a lot of people are hurting right now. Next, do American drivers take their eyes off the road 10% of the time? Published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine on the Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
The U.S. Army All-American Bowl is the nation's premier high school football event with a legacy that includes many of today's NFL and college stars. The U.S. Army All-American Bowl also features the nation's top high school marching band musicians. Only the strongest are chosen to wear the Army colors. Colonel James Iacocca, United States Army Recruiting Command.
Army Strong Soldiers reflect the diversity of our nation and embody a strength like no other. The All-American Bowl is a showcase for America's talented future leaders and some of the nation's bravest men and women. The players and musicians of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl have earned their colors by demonstrating many of the same mental, emotional, and physical strengths of Army Strong Soldiers. The Army is proud to sponsor this unique event.
The U.S. Army All-American Bowl airs on January 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For more information, visit usarmyallamericanbowl.com or goarmy.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
Dream, dream, dream.
thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, dedicating this hour to Phil Everly, one half of the groundbreaking, smooth-sounding, record-setting duo, the Everly Brothers, that some of us old enough grew up with them, and they certainly influenced some of the greats, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel. A great loss, and if there's a lesson here, Phil Everly was a lifelong smoker, and he died at age 74 from emphysema. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. I'll get you on the air real quick. Ask me anything about it. Your body, keeping yourself healthy. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Toll free from anywhere in the country. 1-888-553-7536. I promised you I was going to talk about this interesting article that appeared this week in the New England Journal of Medicine about American drivers taking their eyes off the road 10% of the time. Not a great deal. For 10% of the time, American drivers are behind the wheel. Their eyes are actually off the road. Are you ready? They're eating. They're reaching for the phone or texting. All three of these behaviors are linked to significant accidents, especially among teenagers and young 20s. This is for teenagers. This is the number one cause of death. The risk of distracted driving is greatest for newly licensed teen drivers, who are substantially more likely than adults to be involved in a crash or near miss while texting or engaging in past secondary driving. So try to get the food out of the car. You know, at least don't eat it while you're driving. You want to just keep it maybe in the back seat and transport it, but don't have it in the driver's seat. Don't eat while you're driving. And try to use those hands-free devices. It's not so much the talking on the phone, which is the safety issue. It's when you reach for it. And definitely, please don't text while you're driving. This is obviously so dangerous. There's some good news this week about quitting smoking. We talked about the Everly Brothers, and we know what it does to the lungs. It just damages, eats them up, and you get this horrible thing called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which many people just call emphysema. But the good news this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Ophthalmology is that actually, quitting smoking may cut the cataract risk. Smokers who kick the habit, they may reduce their risk of developing the blurred vision problem. This is known as cataracts. This is a common medical condition in which the lens of the eye becomes progressively cloudy. It's a leading cause in America of impaired vision. However, the news this week is that middle-aged men who smoke at least 15 cigarettes per day, they can lower their risk of cataracts over the course of two decades if they quit smoking. So this is some really hopeful information. It's just another good reason to try to quit smoking. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Be glad to answer any of your health care questions. 1-888-553-7536. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other interesting information that appeared this week. This is about vitamin D levels in pregnancy. Let's get into Dr. Ken's kitty corner for a second. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week, looking at how higher vitamin D levels in pregnancy could actually help a baby to become stronger. So this is another thing that women should be checking while they're pregnant. What was discovered by these researchers was that toddlers whose mother took vitamin D during their pregnancy amazingly had stronger grips and greater muscle mass. And it just seems like this link that's between maternal, the mother's vitamin D level, and getting it into the offspring while the mother is pregnant with the child, and the offspring's increased muscle strength, this seems to have, will have a great consequence on later health. So just another thing that should be done during the pregnancy. when the blood work is done for mom, have the doctor also check the vitamin D level and talk to the doctor about possibly adding some vitamin D while pregnant. Next, we're going to talk about how shingles may actually increase the risk of stroke, especially if you get it before age 40, on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowman!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. If you'd like to join us, we're on our final segment now. We might have time for another call. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I'd love to help you get to the next step, answer any question you might have about yourself, friend, family, kids, parents, grandparents, and also bring you up to date on all the healthcare news. Let's go over some more news, because there really is a lot of good medical news out in the medical journals this week. This is a story that appeared this week in the medical journal Neurology, and most of you know about shingles. This is a virus that gets into us if we are exposed to chickenpox. It's the chickenpox virus. It gets reactivated later in life. And the report this week is that if you have shingles before age 40, it increases the risk of having heart attacks and strokes. And having shingles, especially when you're younger, is what the discovery is, and stroke or heart attack may occur more likely. And I would recommend anybody who has had shingles go over the risk factors with their doctor of stroke and heart attack, so to lower their risk. You know, we're talking about blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, smoking, diet, obesity. These are the risk factors that you want to get under control if you have a history of shingles because they just add up and then can cause the stroke or heart attack. As I mentioned, shingles is caused by the varicella zoster virus. It's the same virus that causes chicken pox, and it's also called herpes zoster. Shingles appears as a painful rash, which in some cases can lead to further infection if left untreated. The virus just remains dormant in the nerve roots of people who've had chicken pox. Anyone who's had the virus as a child may develop an outbreak of shingles later on. There is a vaccine. It's recommended at age 60. It works about 50% of the time. But the really interesting question regarding this research, because the outcome of this study is that getting shingles before age 40 is what really increases your risk dramatically of a heart attack or stroke, is whether we should be giving the vaccine to people younger than age 60. And that question is left unanswered right now, waiting more studies, and we'll follow the research on that and bring you up to date. Let's go to Pensacola, Florida, and welcome Marianne. Marianne, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Marianne.
Hello. I'm happy that you took my call. I've been seeing a cardiologist because I have atrial fibrillation, and they said also that I had aortic stenosis. So they've been following me with tests and medication changes, and everything seemed fine. I'm elderly, and I expect some things to slow down in life. Okay. So out of the blue, with my last examination, they said that the numbers with my last echo indicate I need to have maybe a pacemaker to steady my pulse rate, and also that I can anticipate having a valve replacement. Do I have another option? I mean, I'm just taken aback because I didn't know that I was so close to some serious decision.
Sure, Marianne. Let's untangle this because the arrows don't flow quite fluidly. Let me just help a little bit here. There are these four one-way doors in the heart. They open up to let the blood exit and then close so that the blood doesn't move backwards. The main exit door of the heart is called the aortic valve, and that's the one they're focusing on. When this becomes severely obstructed and you have symptoms like chest discomfort, shortness of breath, or you're feeling or actually do pass out, that is when we think about doing something to this valve. There are now some cutting-edge techniques where your chest is not actually opened up, and it's done through a catheter if surgery is too high a risk. It's called TAVR. You may want to talk to your cardiologist about that. But the question is whether it's indicated. We usually don't replace the aortic valve until it's obstructed enough and you're having the symptoms that I mentioned. Now, you talked about a pacemaker. That's a whole separate area of the heart. That deals with the electrical system. We use pacemakers. It's like a spark and a wire to keep the heart from beating below too low a level. Marianne, I'm running out of time. I hope that helps. If not, why don't you call back next week, and I'd be glad to go over this a bit more with you. Has that helped a little bit?
Yes, it does. I tried to say I'm a nurse, so I understand all the function of all those parts.
Okay, well, you call back next week, and if there's any questions, I'll be glad to. Thanks for being with us. Join us each week at the...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.